So how long have you been a Spurs fan?
Oh, my gosh. Ever since there were the Spurs. I'm from San Antonio, so if you're not a fan of the Spurs, then you're not part of the city. And, of course, in the past 15 years or so, ever since David Robinson and Tim Duncan, and now the incredible talents of Tony Parker and, you know, for the magical trio, Ginobili. I mean, it's been really something to be proud of for a city our size, or a city any size, to have such an excellence in basketball.
Yeah. There is sort of a good comparison for opera singers and athletes. You know, there's a lot of training, practice. You have to perform under the gun sort of thing. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. We're trying to do the comparisons of an athlete, a professional athlete, to a professional musician or a classical singer who is doing that for a living. And there really is no difference. I mean, they have to be completely committed, you know, most of their lives to their profession. And a lot of times personal relationships, divorces, you know, that kind of thing comes into play because the other partner doesn't quite understand the necessity of what it takes to be a professional. And so, I mean, that happens a lot in sports, as we know, because obviously they're the ones that have the most high profile, you know, marketing or high profile publicity. You know, we always hear about those.
Yeah. I know fans will paint themselves, they'll make signs, they'll hoot and holler, make noise. Opera fans will travel across the country and they'll wear Christian Dior and they'll wear Hugo Boss. They'll sort of be fanatical as well, won't they?
Depending on where you are in the part of the country, absolutely. I mean, everything from opening night at the Met or Chicago Lyric to where it's a fashion show with some of the most incredible designers in fashion there, you know, on the red carpet, and models and actresses and everything. I mean, it's very simply like an opening of a movie or some kind of major event, all the way to the least of that, where you have, you know, very excited people coming in any form of dress, any kind of style of dress, different, diverse, varied backgrounds, different jobs and professions, and all there for the universal love of opera or the music. And that's like San Antonio.
Yeah. So how did this bet come about?
Well, I'm a betting man, I have to say. Of course, I have no money, so I mean, I guess I'm not that good of a wager, but I will say that when this came around, I thought, of course, from a marketing standpoint, this would be a one way to one more time show David and Goliath kind of thing, where, you know, the Florida Grand Opera is one of the biggest opera companies in the country, been around for 40 plus years, and here Opera Piccolo San Antonio is the David throwing the big stone, and the Spurs are in the same way. The Spurs are, you know, we're in a small market, metro market. And Miami's a much bigger market, you know, and so I feel that it was a good comparison and a good wager. And as soon as we talked about the wager and discussed what it would be, they jumped all over it. They were emphatic about it.
So what is at stake? Should the Spurs win? When the Spurs win, I should say.
When the Spurs win,
what will happen?
They will send us one of their top emerging artists, fly them over here. They will present a concert for us in San Antonio that we will present in concert for free, open to the public. They will be dressed in a Spurs jersey while they're singing the concert, and it'll be a concert of popular mixed opera arias, maybe some Broadway, that kind of thing. And on top of that, they're going to send the Opera Piccolo of San Antonio, I think, like from their favorite restaurant, one of their top restaurants, clams or some seafood kind of thing that's very famous for living in Miami.
All right. Now, the flip side, should Game 7 end poorly for the Spurs and they fall, what happens?
I'm going to find the most horrible singer that I could find off the street. We're going to do it by having a happy birthday auditions in Mi Tierra for anybody to want to come. No, I'm just kidding. We can't do that. But we'll send them one of Opera Piccolo is one of our city's, you know, top emerging artists also. And that's going to be fun. And of course, I'm going to send them what I think we're very famous for in San Antonio is a case of salsa, you know, something like that. I haven't quite decided on the actual food that we're going to send them. But it's definitely going to be something that would be symbolic of San Antonio.
Right. Well, I don't think you'll have to worry about it. I don't want to jinx things. I'll knock on wood.
But don't jinx things. Yeah. You're not knocking on wood. This table's made of formica. Come on.
There's wood here on the side.
Okay, there's wood. Yeah. All right. Okay. Maybe we'll send you to sing the concert.
I'd play it. I wouldn't sing it.
There you go. That's right. You're an excellent violinist. That's right.
Well, Mark, it's a fun bet, and I think it's one of those things that it is sort of fun marketing, but at the same time, it's a real show of pride in the cities that I think that are represented.
It's all about pride, and that's the thing that makes the excitement more, you know, and more every year, is because this is the one, the Spurs are one of the many things in our city that we hold close to our hearts, just like the arts, just like the opera and the symphony. And the symphony is, the San Antonio Spurs are all, you know, part of that family of the things that we're just so proud to have in our city. And so we certainly hope, we certainly know that they're going to do the best they can. He's such a good bunch of guys too, you know. I mean, you look at our guys and you know that they're out in the community. They're not in jail. They're not trying to, you know, try to be there for themselves, you know. It's all about team. Yeah, I think, you know, Popovich has just been such a tremendous leader for that and shining example, that it's easy to feel prideful for a team like that. So I hope we run the heat out of town, and I hope we finish it here in San Antonio. That would be nice.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Mark, it's good to talk to you, and yeah. Good luck. We hope we'll be hearing some Florida voices soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.